More than 1,000 National Grid workers could go back on the job soon, ending a lockout that has dragged on for months. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has been following the lockout and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Bob.
So what happened in the negotiations, the contract negotiations, late last night?
Well, it seems that the utility and the unions have sent out a joint statement saying they've reached a tentative agreement. And obviously, tentative is the operative word there.
So what do we know about this tentative deal?
Not a lot. And we won't learn a lot more about the terms of the agreement until union members vote on the deal on or before next Monday. That's according to the statement. They've got to rent a hall that can accommodate the 1,250 gas workers. And then a majority of members of both unions have to ratify the new deal.
It's been a very long time. The lockout of these workers has gone on since last summer. The pace of negotiations picked up just before Christmas, though.
Yeah, it's been more than 30 weeks. I actually counted it, 212 days since National Grid locked out their workers when negotiations over new contracts stalled in June. But last week, I learned that the two sides were very close after 3 days of intensive negotiations, and the utility presented a revised proposal, but as I said, they couldn't seal a deal until late last night.
Remind us what the issues were that had both sides dug in so deeply.
Well, the contentious issues were employee contributions for health insurance and retirement benefits for new hires. The unions wanted to preserve their current pension plans, and the utility wanted to switch to new workers to 401k retirement plans. The utility says they've got other unions who work for them that have made similar deals. But in these acrimonious negotiations, there were other issues such as the number of union workers overseeing safety at job sites. That was a big sticking point, too.
And there was political pressure that had been mounting on National Grid, pointing out just this week Governor Baker approved legislation that would extend worker unemployment benefits, legislation that was designed to help the locked-out National Grid workers, unemployment benefits that would have had to have been paid for by the utility.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Those benefits were going to run out in just a few days, in mid-January. But the decision to extend benefits by as much as 26 weeks really put more pressure on the company, especially since, as you say, they were going to have to pay, and they weren't going to be able to charge ratepayers for that. National Grid really questioned that, saying they think that may have violated federal law.
All right, so back to the present. What now if this deal is approved by union members? Do they go right back to work?
Not so fast. I spoke with Marcy Reed, the president of National Grid in Massachusetts, and she told me at the very beginning of this lockout that there's going to probably be a week or 2 weeks of cooling off period so that people, you know, can get back into the family fold, so to speak. And as I said, this has been a very heated dispute, and some union workers will need time to be recertified for certain jobs. So I think we can expect the workers back on the job by about the third week of this month.
And again, the vote by the union on this tentative contract is?
Has to happen on or before next Monday, the 7th of January.
All right, so we'll see what happens. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.